FM, 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
eternal and everlasting Father, we come before your holy and great presence. We honor you today, a day, Heavenly Father, you sanctioned, declared, and decreed from the very foundation of the world. You sought out and you knew all the things that we would do today and all who would be present under the sound of my voice. Now, Father, we glorify you, for you're a mighty God, a gracious God, and a loving God. So now, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask and pray. Amen. With you this way, there's a word from the Lord. First of all, giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching as we stream live. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through about 9. The Gospel of John, the 5th chapter, 1 through about 9. And we are in our continuous study of miracles. And what you witnessed today was what God is up to. It baffles me when I see and I see all the things that God has done and keep revealing over and over again. He said, it's about faith, and it moves mountain. Chapter 5, where we find these words which are recorded. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Thank you. You may be seated. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. I want to use for a topic this morning in our continuous series on miracles. Jesus demonstrated his power on the Sabbath. Jesus demonstrated his power on the Sabbath. I want the baby boomers to journey back with me for a moment. And I love to say that because I'm talking to my generation.
because now our children and grandchildren are living in another century. When they say we were born in the 19th century or 20th century, and we're in the 21st century. And so they laugh when we are in the 1900s and were born, and they were in the 20, 21, 22, and they laugh at it. But as you get older, you will see what we experience. As a child growing up in the 1950s, and that's me, I was born in 1951, we caught things, or we learned things that were handed down from our parents, which was passed down from our grandparents. And some of the things that we caught, some of the things that we learned was ancient recipes and history, and things worked. Medicinal things with leaves and teas and all of those kinds of things, but they worked. And we learned that some of the things that we use today in the medical arena, some of the things that our grandparents used, they just didn't understand, but it worked. The things that was constant was, what I'm reminded of was that we don't work or play or do anything but go to church on Sunday. We don't work, we don't play, or do anything but go to church on Sunday. Am I in your neighborhood? And it was normal. It was understood in my family to find mom busy all day Sunday cooking meals for Sunday dinner. And later I would see her ironing clothes, shirts, for us to go to church. And Sunday became, my brothers and sisters, the biggest, most important day for our family worship. It was important because it was a time when we came together as a family, and we all sat at the table, and now today we don't even sit at the table. We've lost it. At the table, the father would bless the food, and the family would gather around, and we didn't eat until dad ate. And now we grab our plates, we run to the TV set, or we go to McDonald's and Burger King. We've changed. Sunday is different, my brothers and sisters. I quickly discovered as a child that I wanted to do things on Sunday. And I quickly discovered that mom did not allow us to do anything on Sunday but go to church. And I quickly discovered that she was right because there was no one outside playing on Sunday. But today, Andy,